This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Courtney, Johnny Cakes in the Twitch chat doing a celebratory bonger on your behalf this morning. So, and speaking of Twitch, you can watch this show on Twitch every day. Thank you to those who do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit: tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire; Portland, Maine; and Bath, Maine. Visit springersjewelers.com. We are going to play Hill Notes back coming up in just a little bit.
I'm screwed.
9:20 might be your day.
Yeah, roast to me. I deserve it.
Take a little bit of abuse.
Yeah.
This, however, with opening day just days away, this is Baseball Brett, our pal. Hello, Baseball Brett.
Well, happy baseball season, Greg, and the crew. How are you?
Yes, sir. Three sleeps till opening day for the Red Sox, Brett.
Almost there. Heard your discussion on Garrett Crochet. Just wanted to weigh in.
Yes.
He's not going to get the Yamamoto deal. He has 2 years left on his deal. So I heard Curtis and Ken over the weekend. I heard your discussion this morning. He's got 2 years left, so he's making 3.6 this year. The most he could probably make in arbitration next year would be 7. So call it like $10 to $11 million over the next 2 years with a guy coming off Tommy John who's never pitched a full big league season. In my opinion, they could go to him now, buy out the 2 years, and give him a 7-year deal worth $170 million, which is about $26 to $27 million a year. But the last 2 years after the fifth year would be player options. So it'd basically be a 5-year, you have to backload those two. So it'd be a 5-year, $105 to $10 million deal with two player options that are worth $35 to $37 million those 2 years. That's how you structure a deal for that particular player.
And you would do that because, I mean,
I would.
There was an argument earlier saying that as the season goes on, he's going to be frustrated that they didn't get it done before the season opened. And is that a concern of yours?
No, this player didn't come up in their system. They just traded for him. So I think the Red Sox have a desire to keep him. He has a desire to make money. But if you're a pitcher, take your money. You could blow out your arm at any minute. The guy from Tampa Bay playing the Red Sox this year just blew out his tricep coming off two Tommy Johns. He's one of the best pitchers for Tampa Bay. Like, just take your money. Garrett Cole, Tommy John. Tommy Johns are just so prevalent. If you're a pitcher and you're going to get $10 million guaranteed or $170 million guaranteed, you take the $170 and cash the check. In my opinion. Now, he could gamble on himself, but what if he gets hurt? What if he doesn't pitch good? You can have all the confidence in the world, but $170 million in a baseball contract is guaranteed. It's not a Patriot sham contract. It's a guaranteed $170 million.
Brett,
that would be my approach.
I feel like, Brett, there's no way he's going to sign that, though, because he's going to look
Why
at himself. Because he says, if I pitch the way I know I can the next 2 years, I'm making $45 to $50 million per year.
Sure. So then he has $10 million in the bank. So you can look at it that way, right? So he's 25 now. So now he's 27, Curtis. If going into his free agency year, he'd be 27, which is still really young. What's the most he's going to get at that point?
$400 million.
$200 million?
10 years, $40 million.
Has there ever been a contract for $400 million?
No, but that's what's Garrett. What's the guy with the Yankees who's done for the year? Cole. What's his
Garrett
contract?
Cole.
Garrett Cole.
I think
contract.
It was.
I got it right now. Google.com.
Not even 200, right?
324. Was it 9 years, 324. Absolutely, he gets 400. Not
okay.
even a question.
If you think that, that's fine. So then he gets $410 million, but he has to dominate 2 years, dominate.
Right. So I mean, he thinks of himself as just like Garrett Cole. He's been a top pick. He's a guy that's dominated. He's got a 0.7 ERA in spring training, and there also was. I mean, Garrett Cole was signed, and then they opted out, and they gave it to him again twice.
What do you think they offered him? What do you think the Red Sox offered him if they did?
125.
You think they've offered
him 125?
You think they offered him 125?
That's low.
Just guessing.
And if they say, if they're saying the
but he's got 2 years, right? But he's got 2 years that he's under contract.
No, Brett. But if they're saying that he's a legit ace, like this is what they're billing him as. There's no way he looks at the Corbin Burns money, the Max Fried money, the Yamamoto money, and says, "All right, I'm gonna take less than those guys," especially Yamamoto, because remember, Yamamoto never pitched in the majors and got that money. So my question is, if you don't sign him now, if he does have an unbelievable year, that price tag is just going to rise.
Sure, they have it. The difference between all the pitchers that you just mentioned and Garrett Crochet is they were all free agents. Okay, so they all had the ability to go in and negotiate with all teams in the major league, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yamamoto, they have an opportunity to do marketing with that entire market. So, and he was also the same age as Crochet. My only thing with Crochet is, if he pitches for 2 years and dominates, good for the Red Sox. They're putting themselves in the World Series contention
right.
both years. Like, not a bad place to be where you have a staff ace. You know what I mean? And you're mm-hmm. and the Red Sox have the money. They should, if they're in on all those other pitchers, they should be in on this guy. And if he likes it in Boston and dominates, why wouldn't you want to stay?
I agree. And I think, Brett, it's one of the rare cases where I think it benefits both sides to not do a deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Because
he wants
you can
to come
still,
out and dominate.
You can still pay him that max, if he's looking, if he's unbelievable for 2 years and he's looking at $400+ million, then you're the Red Sox. You can pay it then. Why do it now?
Yeah, I continue to say it. Here is the benefit of all of these young players coming in who don't make any money, right?
Yeah.
So, the influx of all these minor leaguers who are coming in, the Campbells, the Roman Anthony, the Marcel Meyer, they're not making any money. So for every one of those guys, you can have a $30 to $40 million player. It balances out, and they're the Boston Red Sox. So that's the influx of all these guys coming in. They're literally not making any money. They're making league minimum for 6 years. So if they're any good, if you can hit on any of them, great. The same thing with Tristan Casas. Why would you pay him? He's got 3 years left in his deal, making no money.
Baseball,
deal with it in
Brett.
3 years.
Thank you, Baseball Brett.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. There he is, Baseball Brett. And we will have all of the excitement of opening day for you on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network on Thursday, believe it or not. This is Lou from Connecticut. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. Hello, Courtney. Good morning. Hope you're sounds like you're feeling great. Courtney. I don't know what kind of NIL contract you have, but this is a golden opportunity to put your face on the can of whatever the hell it is you just drank.
Yeah.
Right.
It's 3 days later,
yeah,
and this is still rocking.
Yeah.
This is – you can retire tomorrow. I mean, get an agent if you don't have one, and just – this is a huge marketing opportunity for you. I hope you take advantage of it, and because let it roll on.
Thank
let it roll
you,
on.
My favorite part of Courtney High today was her saying that the manager of McNeese State is worth more money than Tiger, which I thought was an awesome.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. It would actually be your face on the can. You would see it as three faces and blurry. And the can would be talking to you going, "You're so right about what Dan Hurley said."
If
you're just joining us right now, I did not drink anything or take anything this morning.
No. It's lingering.
Yeah, it's just lingering.
Ready to get dumb? Drink cocoa.
It's a 5-day high.
You ever want to talk to your dog? This is the drink to do that.
Somebody in Twitch said Cordy has a new respect for Wiggy since he does this every day, and I do. You deserve a raise.
Enjoy it.
I mean this sincerely, Greg. Drunk me or high Courtney, who made less sense?
Curtis, now you're just being mean.
Well, once you explained it to me, I did get the whole...
get past that.
3-point line thing, you know. But before when you were explaining, you just kept saying the Celtics floor thing. Well, so I had no clue what you meant.
Your husband sent me a text this morning about the escalator experience.
Oh, great. Amazing.
And he sent the scene from Elf. And said that was you trying to navigate the escalator on a weed seltzer. Is that the way it was?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was crazy.
Why middle isn't of this movie?
Middle of this movie, there's like a shooting scene. I shot up. I thought I was in my bedroom, and I was like, somebody just murdered Santo in our bed, and we were in the movie theater. Huh?
What was the movie?
Black Bag. I think it was good. Santo loved it.
Francisco, that's fun to say.
Did you go thinking you were getting one?
Yeah. No, I went. I felt fine. And then I just sat down.
And it hit you.
Oh, there's big news. Do we have time? I think we do quick. One of your anxieties can go away. And that is the anxiety that you have been feeling for the astronauts who were stuck in space.
Yes.
You suggested on Friday that they ought to sue.
I stand by that.
President of the United States was asked about this over the weekend, and it looks like he is going to take care of the astronauts.
Two astronauts that you just helped save from space, they didn't get any overtime pay for all that extra time. They got $5 a day per diem for 286 days. That is $1,430 in extra pay. Is there anything the administration can do to get them, to make them whole?
Well, nobody's ever mentioned this to me. If I have to, I'll pay it out of my own pocket, okay? I'll get it for them. Is that all? That's not a lot for what they had to go through. And I want to thank Elon Musk, by the way.
So he is going to take care of the astronauts comes to overtime pay from his own pocket.
All right.
I didn't know the astronauts were supposed to be working an 8-hour day when they're in space.
And Ken shifted our per diem down to $5.
For all those
we gotten that yet?
No, not yet.
Noah, but I mean, if you're told that you're going to be in space for 9 days and all of a sudden it's months and months and months, then you should be given some type of money.
And for all those kids out there that want to be astronauts and want to work for NASA, doesn't seem like they pay very well. $5 a day?
No, that's the per diem.
For per diem?
I don't know what they're... Why are they giving them a per diem? It's not like they can leave the space station and go buy themselves a Big Mac.
Right. What are they doing with it? What are you doing with $5?
It's also not...
Buy an extra pouch of Tang.
Yeah, they're not hourly employees. Like, the assumption when you're going... It's not like they... Well, it's not like the whistle blows at 5 p.m. and then they go do whatever they want.
5 o'clock out.
That's, like, they don't really deserve overtime pay.
If your trip was only supposed to be 9 days, then I think you do.
Into space.
Yeah.
Like, what did they think?
Months. I don't think they expected that.
I hope they're getting paid a ton of money. You know, I hope if they're not salaries, I hope their contracts.
I'm the family, I'm suing.
For at least $1 million a year to work for NASA, because if I know there's a chance I'm going into space for 9 days and it could turn into 9 months, I better be making a nice penny.
Yeah, I don't know. One of them I heard was stealing things from the vending machine.
Right. So, $5 a day won't get you far, Greg.
I mean,
how do they even have enough food up there for
the Space Force?
Like, that's scary.
I know. They probably provide for
They probably prepared. Yeah. You know,
they prepare for the worst.
Yeah, like, you know, God forbid they get stuck up there for a year. Let's have plenty of you know, little packets.
Do you think the Odyssey app works there?
I think so.
The Odyssey app works everywhere. And the Odyssey app is where you can leave a Hill note. And we're going to play the best ones coming up soon. Hopefully one from Trump Guy. Did Trump Guy leave one at my request?
He did?
Jackson says thumbs up. Okay, good.
Jackson also says there's a guy that leaves 15 to 20 messages a day just ripping the show.
Is it Derek the Steelers fan?
Probably. No. Or Ken.
All right. Oh, it's the barista? Do you think the barista's very upset about parody in the NBA?
What a bizarre
did
guy.
Did you see those text messages?
I have him on mute.
Oh, okay. He sent over like five articles detailing the parody that the NBA has created, Curtis. Right.
Ken did a great job with that Sox promo, though. I'll give him that.
Yes, he did.
Not totally worthless.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers out west 129 to 116 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 30 while Sam Hauser had 24. No Jaylen Brown, no Kristaps Porzingis or Drew Holiday in this one. The Bruins fell to the Kings in LA 7-2 and the Red Sox dropped one to the Twins 9-3. The Sox playing exhibition games in Mexico today and tomorrow. Today's game at 9 p.m. you can listen to right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Some Red Sox news. One of the big three has made the opening day roster. Reports are that Christian Campbell has gotten the nod. And when it comes to March Madness, no games till Thursday for the men. One upset yesterday. 6-seed Ole Miss beat out 3-seed Iowa State. UConn women play their second round matchup with South Dakota State at 8 p.m. this evening. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line. Whose trip was longer, the astronauts in space or Courtney on the weed seltzer?
I hope mine's coming to an end. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Right now, a rare giveaway during the weather.
Oh.
Greg,
oh.
Our great friends at the John and Nancy Frady's have a giveaway. Beat caller number 9 now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And you'll score two tickets to A Nightmare with Casey Sherman at the Wilbur Theater on March 26th, so Wednesday night. Get the tickets now at thewilbur.com. All tickets benefit the great Pete Frady's Foundation.
Awesome.
So support that if you would like to go see that event Wednesday night at the Wilbur. And right now in Boston, it is 37 degrees. Rain coming later today, the high in the mid-40s.
Hill Notes brought to you this Monday morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
How are they today, Shime?
Pretty good, Greg. We got some good ones today.
All right. When the mood strikes, you can leave us a voice note on any topic. You do it on the Odyssey app. You see a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. If you have yet to download the app, you should. It's very simple. Download it. Then you can listen to us from anywhere, whenever you want. Day or night, any part of the continental U.S. And Hawaii and Alaska. All right, Chime, let him rip.
That intro is straight landfill. Trash it.
All right, thanks. I mean, I did my best. I thought I found a new song that would work, and I failed again.
Yeah.
So we'll go back to TikTok boom tomorrow, I guess.
Well, Greg, I present to you the duality of man.
Yes, correct.
Shime, you did a fantastic job on that new intro. Great work. It's a paradigm shift. Nobody wants to embrace it yet. I think if they gave it a little bit, they would enjoy it. However, your previous work was so good, it's not like we can just abandon that. I think maybe one day a month, we throw alternate introduction day out there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Maybe it is something that you just need to hear more than once. Like, you need to hear it a couple times to get used to it.
Hey, Courtney, I listen to the show all the time, and I love you. I got a text message from my boyfriend yesterday. He told me he never wanted to see me again, but what I really think he meant was he loves me, and I'm super awesome, and we're going to get married and have kids together. That's what he really meant, right?
Nailed it.
I think that guy had you on his podcast.
Courtney, the other day you mentioned that you have your sleep routine down to a T. My question to you is, does this sleep routine cost north or south of $1,000?
I would say south.
That's a north.
Wow. Yeah.
You have the things that you wear over your eyes.
Yeah.
You have the light out curtains or whatever it is.
Tempur-Pedic.
You have to wake you up.
Special pillowcase.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Just a special pillowcase. Now, I will say DM's bought herself a new pillow for $100. What an absolute waste of money
that is.
That's
wow. Money well spent.
No.
Is it like one of foam pillows?
It doesn't pillow like pillows.
I thought you had a My Pillow only policy.
I used to have a My Pillow.
Those endorsements dried up, Curtis. Mike Lindell struggling in this economy.
Yeah.
But apparently it's the greatest thing ever. It comes in this bag packet. It's just like a pillow is a pillow.
No, that's like that's I've
had my, the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I've had my same pillow for 100 years and it's fine.
No, it probably is disgusting.
Yeah. I just crunched the thing up and mold it into the form that I want.
Disgusting.
Poor pillow.
Well, some of them foam pillows, you don't have to do all that.
Right.
Because they're a little bit more firmer.
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? It's not worth $100, I don't think.
I think.
The only thing worse than the show's new open is Courtney's take on what Dan Hurley said. Holy crap. Did you get to Wiggy's edible baggie this morning?
Yep. Boy, that was a wild one. And then you came right at me when I was just trying to figure out what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, because you gave me that look that I could see the crazy in your eyes.
I couldn't understand it. Yeah. I was like, what?
No, it was a swing and a miss. It was a swing and a miss.
Yeah. I was just asking him.
No, the thing is, I don't have the bracket, you know, just in my mind at all times. So when I saw the video of Dan Hurley, I said, oh, he must be telling them, you know, that Florida screwed him. I don't know.
Bill and be careful. Like, Florida's getting ready to play Bill.
Right.
I mean, and you said, well, you're acting like my take is dumb.
Well, no, I said, you think my take's dumb? I mean, that's fine. And it was.
If the shoe fits.
Yeah.
In this case,
Cinderella.
Hey, Hillman. The opener for the show should just be WOLD by Harry Chapin. You don't need anything else.
Mm. Harry Chapin has some great songs.
It's really the music selection that I think, because the drops, we've all talked about it, like the drops are always funny.
Yeah,
Sean does a good job.
Does a great job on that.
Right, so it's always really the music and the difference of opinions when it comes to the music selection.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to try to pick one?
I think if we throw...
Well, why don't you throw one out there?
I'll throw a song out there. Yeah. I'll give Shyam a couple songs. Okay.
Right. Can I give a quick... because we're ripping Courtney with the text thread.
Yeah.
Wiggy sent a text that made no sense to me.
What was that?
It was that more money is bet on March Madness than the Super Bowl. There's 70 games in March Madness. One Super Bowl. That is the dumbest stat I've ever seen. Of course there's more money.
That wasn't for me. That was just from Clutch Sports. I was just sending you what Clutch Sports was
saying.
No, but you
were obviously intrigued by it without maybe thinking it through. Like,
no, I was
I
just...
Think that's
I was
Curtis's
just,
point is that...
No, I was just... I saw it on social media and
you
it was...
thought it was interesting.
Yeah, thought it was interesting that, you know, and I sent it to the group. It wasn't like... If you wanted to use it as a lead or something, maybe Shyam likes it or whatever, it was from Clutch Sports. I'm just throwing something. It ain't
appreciate
my opinion.
That.
You
appreciate
know what I mean?
That. Yep. Appreciate it.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Curtis, I hear you complaining about me not spending money. Listen, I'm not your daddy. Your daddy's not walking through that door. Thank you, Greg.
Well, spent some money, to be fair. So... I don't know what's going on when it comes to the wide receiver and who it's going to be, and I keep guessing that maybe they've decided that it is going to be Travis Hunter, and he is looking forward to that opportunity. And
well, that's if he gets to you, Greg. I mean, the Giants signed Jameis Winston; they're out of the quarterback.
They're not out of it, Shyam. They're going to sign Shedeur Sanders.
It just seems like there is really no. Like, the only plan that they had was Chris Godwin. So, like, there was no plan B, C.
Well, they thought about Diggs. I mean, they brought Diggs in.
All right.
They took him to Davio's at Patriot Place, so they were willing to spend some money on
it. All right, so.
Hopefully the sauce didn't break.
Hopefully they got him the warm seafood tower, which Davio's is known for.
Well, the spring rolls, too.
Yeah, steak
he's trying to get back in shape. He could order off the Awaken 180 menu there.
The steak and cheese spring roll is what they are known for.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that the chicken parm one is better.
Chicken palm, pretty good.
Do you
really
agree?
Good. Yeah, I like the chicken palm
and
a little bit.
And the buffalo chicken spring roll, also surprisingly good.
Yeah. That's why I can't wait to the Gloucester trip, because my boy Dave D is going to blow your mind. He is the owner of Know Your Roll, and they do whatever you want. They have a chicken caprese one.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Oh.
That is spectacular.
A little pesto in there?
Yeah, a pesto, the balsamic.
Oh.
If you want, Davey D'Ambrosio, if you want a chicken palm.
Yeah, Know Your Roll.
He'll Know Your Roll. He'll do a chicken palm for you. Whatever you want.
When
pizza,
is he bringing those?
He's going to be, he has a food truck station that area that they'll be out for the Gloucester. And he's like, I want to come and
so
bring.
So he's going to come with the food truck somewhere near the Beaufort Hotel.
And bring a bunch.
Road show.
Yeah, he'll bring a bunch, lead it the week up to it. He'll bring a bunch for us in studio.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Greg, I just drove into a ditch because I was banging my head listening to that intro this morning.
Is that good or bad?
I know. Could
I said the same thing.
Right. It's a headbanger.
Right. I assume good.
Yeah, so I would imagine that's a good thing.
Maybe we should give it another try tomorrow.
I'd say give it another run. Can't be one and done. Got to at least give it another chance.
One and done.
Nah, you got to give it another chance. Everybody deserves.
I don't hate
chances.
That guy's idea of just like one random day a month. We just throw out a brand new intro.
Okay,
just for like a day, and it's like boom, a little spice to your day.
Right. Okay.
Get the reaction, see what people think, and if people like it, we can mix it in more often. Right. If they hate it, we throw it away. Right.
Kind of like when you have Lauren hit you with an object as opposed to an open fist.
No. I prefer that on a daily basis.
Yes.
Hey, are you surprised that kid has $100,000 in NIL deals? That's how much you had in dinner comps last year.
Good point.
Amir, Courtney said he is raking it in.
Yeah, well into six figures is
right.
The report.
Courtney said wealthier than Buffett?
That's what he tells you.
Well, 12 NIL deals.
Mm-hmm. Just, and for like, just for carrying a radio.
Yeah.
Well, he's big on social media.
If he makes six figures, I will jump into traffic.
You guys, he has almost 100,000 followers on Instagram. People that have that and are not on TV for March Madness make that. So
they're not always, though. Not always.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a misconception of,
you make a whole lot more on social media than you think.
My boy Bean Shooter's got over 300,000 on social media.
And what's he making?
What is Bean Shooter known for?
Bean Shooter is known for
Santo loves Bean
Shooter. Yeah, he does a lot of videos.
Is he the kid
pulls up
like
to people that get into car accidents and he says like you can't park there?
Oh, that's your guy?
Or he goes up to them with the Dunkin' Donuts and and he'll say, "Hey, you want this?" And then he'll dump it on the ground.
Is Bean Shooter pulling in six figures?
I mean, I'll ask him, but he's got like 300,000.
And if
followers.
He's not, then he needs to get better management. Yeah.
And I'll ask C-Money, too. C-Money's another one on social media with a bunch of followers, so I'll ask them.
Just got to capitalize.
How much you say? Well over six figs, right?
Well.
Right. How do you communicate with Bean Shooter normally?
Through text message.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Courtney, and over the weekend, I had a drink that had some stanky stank in it. And now, y'all, I'm royalty. They call me the highness. I'm high, baby.
That was like a southern twang to me. Right. I liked it.
That's Courtney. If Courtney was from somewhere like in Georgia or South Carolina.
Beach.
I like that
me
voice.
Too.
You should start incorporating that into your talk.
Okay.
Put some Piper in your voice.
Yeah.
Piper, no. If I were Santo, I am hiding the seltzers.
We have a lot of them in our fridge.
I think I would dump those babies out.
And the more that I talk about it, I'm like,
or anything,
I should do this again.
I would encourage them.
Oh, I have an idea, Greg.
What?
Santo, has not been treated fairly by this show.
Correct.
If we have a road show that he attends, pop one of those in. Santo won't even know what's going on. You can come to the road show.
That's right.
And it'll just be like water under the bridge.
How much can I pay you to do Courtney's Southern News and do it in an accent like that?
Oh, nothing. Gosh. I'll do it for free.
I would love to
do it for free.
For free.
Slippery slope.
Hey, kid. Yeah, it's crappy out. I haven't wanted to do any physical work outside, so I figured I'd send this in. I've been stewing on it for the last 2 hours. Water glass eggs are not pickled eggs. You just use pickling lime salt as a preservation for like 18 months up to. But you are correct. You have to use unwashed, farm-raised eggs, not store-bought. They'll rot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. When I was growing up and I used to go to a bar room like yours and mine too in Hudson, They would call them the pickled eggs, and they were available for purchase right behind the bar. And so they called them the pickled eggs. I don't know what they're. That guy's been arguing about it all morning on the text line, so I don't know.
Told you,
seems
my mother
like you were lied to.
My mother-in-law used to eat them. You can buy them in a grocery store.
Yep.
Like, we need to save that Twins donut sign. I mean, it's been an icon in this community for years. I used to get up on Saturdays after partying all night wicked hard and get my quadruple bacon deep-fried Twinkie sandwich and my coffee with 16 creams and 75 sugars. I mean, I'm really going to miss it as I ripped on my Parliament lights.
That woman was emotional about the closing of Twins Donuts.
Yeah. Yo, I love Hill Notes.
But she's going to miss, I mean, you go to the same place for coffee for 30 years, you miss the place.
Oh, that was a woman?
That was, well, there was a woman in the original audio.
Oh, I thought it was a guy in the original audio.
Oh, no, that was a
the one who was a musician.
Wasn't that a woman?
Well, we have no idea, but I thought it was a woman.
I thought it was. No. I don't know, Shime, do you have the original? From
I thought that was like, because didn't he say he was in a band?
I plead the fifth.
He's
I
like,
no
yeah. He's like, yeah. I left when we used to play music. Him and his van.
Go ahead.
We're all musicians, and we're often finding ourselves hungover on a Sunday morning after a show. And the only thing I really want after a show is a double bacon, egg and cheese on a croissant from Twin Donuts, and a nice coffee with too much sugar.
Huh. Oh, I don't know. Who knows?
Mm. I have no idea.
Stock sucks.
Yeah.
Good morning, America. What a weekend. What a beautiful weekend. Spring is in the air, and love is also in the air. This weekend, my beautiful daughter-in-law entered into a union of love. That's what I call it, a union of love, with Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time. Some say he's the greatest. I don't know about that.
It's so good.
That was good. A great job.
Did you see Trump lying about winning the club championship at Mar-a-Lago?
I think he actually does win it.
Oh my God, you are such a rube.
I watched his video with Bryson. The way he putts, ain't no way he's winning anything.
No.
I mean, sometimes it's the old guys who just, they stripe it down the middle like a buck 75. Knock it onto the green, two putt it for a par, and they're better than you think. Like that way of playing golf,
right?
Is
but what's the psychology of you're the leader of the free world, you're the president of the United States, and you still need to say you won your club golf championship?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. All right, well, what?
Before we take a break, can I just say one thing? Because I have an update for Curtis on a Pudge's pal, Jack Jolly.
Yeah.
Who now lives in Methuen and is named Banner, was playing in the snow this morning. His new owner sent me a video. Oh. So if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, you can see Jack Jolly has found his forever home.
All right. That's awesome.
Yep.
Right.
Very happy for him.
And Pudge loved the snow. So living through the great Banner in north of Boston.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Shime, a little bit early, but on my list for Song of the Summer. I don't think I've declared it yet because summer's not here. But
that is mine for sure.
Main guy.
Yep.
Adopted home continent guy.
Yeah.
Role model.
Role model. Tucker Pillsbury.
All right. So we got to get to the Ick Bracket results.
Oh, perfect. Well, we don't have results because we didn't do one on Friday.
Oh, we did it.
So we just have we have four games today.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What are they? And by the way, you can, and we appreciate you voting on our social medias when it comes. Are we in round two? Like, did we get to?
This is the last game for round one.
All right.
We have 5 seed Long Toenails taking on 4 seed Shuffling and Barstools. We have 5 seed CPAP Machine taking on 4 seed Gym Selfies. 5 seed.
Wait, how was adult man wearing CPAP Machine in bed not higher than a 5 seed?
I think it's mean.
Okay. Okay.
EpiPens wasn't mean.
Well, 5 seed socks on during sex, taking on 4 seed clasping coffee mug with two hands.
That's
a hot one.
That's going to win, you think? That's a 1 seed.
But socks on during sex, I don't know. 5 seed practicing golf swings, taking on 4 seed playing Pokemon. So those are your 4 games to vote for this evening.
Well, Shime, hopefully your fellow Pokemon people will come to the aid of adult males who play Pokemon, and that will not be the winner.
I was at a card show this weekend, actually. I popped in.
Oh, popped out in? Of time.
Yeah.
Popped in.
Popped you in mean, before I had mean, before mean, I did my show with Mega this I think you
mean,
Saturday.
I think you mean made plans to be there, but go ahead.
Yeah, I did make plans to be there, but I also popped in, checked it out. Uh-huh. It was awesome. Traded some cards.
Where was it?
Bought some stuff. It was good. It was in Woburn.
In Woburn. Okay.
Woburn.
Excellent. Awesome. Did you were actually trading with other people?
Yeah.
Really?
I met this guy, Alejandro, who funds, get this, funds his snake business by selling Pokemon cards.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. Okay. I'm serious.
I would love to meet Alejandro.
You see, he's a wicked nice guy.
Yeah. Snake business.
Yep. Snake.
Yeah, he like breeds. No, he like breeds and raises snakes. Huh? And he said he uses the sales of the Pokemon cards to help breed the snakes, and then the sale of the snakes to fund buying Pokemon cards. Yeah. Huh? It's a nice cycle.
Yes, Alejandro, he's a fucker. Took him for everything he had.
No, we made a great trade.
What'd you get?
I got three cards. I traded him, I believe, five, and I got three of the cards that I've been searching for. I got an Entei V, a Blaziken VMAX, and a Sneasler V, so I was very happy.
Okay, question.
Sneasler V?
Why are you saying
all-time one of my favorite Pokemon.
Hey, go ahead, Sean.
Flight problem with Alejandro's mother at the end of it. She was very upset with
place me. Was packed, Greg. It was hard to move around. Like, there were a ton of people.
Right. Alejandro was 12, just to be clear.
No, he wasn't. He was, like, older. He was my age. He's not older than me. There were plenty of adults, some with children.
Right, because they had to be.
Nope.
Alejandro, his mom's dropped him off.
Right, his mom. No, his mom was outside. She's like, I told you not to talk to the old weird guy.
It was great. I had a lot of fun. The people were very, very nice.
Are we doing Dueling Savants? We were going to try to do it Friday. You want to do Dueling Savants tomorrow on the show?
I would love to. Anytime, I'm ready. Anywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
locked and loaded, baby.
Sox season, so. All right, tomorrow we'll get to Dueling Savants and other things on this show. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for watching. Jones and Kiefer next. Courtney will be fully flushed. She's actually getting a blood transfusion at 11 o'clock. So we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you very much for listening.